Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT Live at CES is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This is TWiT's live coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Episode 3 for January 2010. TWiT Live at CES 2010 is brought to you by GoToMeeting. Do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. Make your next meeting a GoToMeeting instead. For your free 30-day trial, visit GoToMeeting.com/TWiT. And by Audible.com. To download a free audiobook of your choice, go to audible.com/twit. And remember to follow Audible on Twitter at audible_com. And by the new voice-activated Sync, featuring hands-free calling, music and podcast search, and turn-by-turn navigation. Available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyride.com. CES starts tomorrow. It'll be kicked off by the keynote by the CEO of Ford Motor Company. Alan Mulally is with me right now. Alan, it's great to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you for letting us talk to you a little bit before your big night, your big day.
Tomorrow's a big day.
Yeah. Why aren't you rehearsing or anything?
Well, I am right now talking to you.
We're really excited. You know, when I read about your background as an engineer, to me, I see that in what's going on with Ford. You designed the first digital cockpit on the 767.
That's true.
Yeah. 777.
You've done your homework. The 727, the 737, the 747, 57, 67, 777, and 87.
So you're a geek.
I'm a geek.
An aeronautics geek.
Well, I'm a car guy now.
Yeah. No, what I thought was interesting is it didn't surprise me, because what I see happening inside these new Fords, and I drive a 2010 Mustang. With Sync, and I love it.
Thank you.
Isn't it a great car?
Thank you very much, yes.
Yeah, what do you drive?
Yeah, I drive a different car every night.
How nice.
And about most of the time, I drive the competitor's car, because when I arrived, we came together as a team that every Ford vehicle that we made from then on was going to be best in class, and the only way you're going to know that is if everybody really understood the competition.
Well, you got some heat just before you joined Ford for saying somebody else's car was the best car on the road.
I did, and I was driving a Lexus when Bill Ford called, and I was driving a Lexus because it was the finest car in the world. And I can remember when I first came to Ford, and I had a meeting with all the employees, and one of them said, "Well, why did you come to Ford? You know, if you think Lexus is the best." I said, "I came to Ford because Ford is going to design the best cars in the world."
And are you getting close?
When you look at the Taurus behind us,
yeah.
The finest car in the world, just named International Car of the Year.
I drove the SHO with the EcoBoost engine. It's got more power than the Mustang does.
I love all of that power at the lower RPM, because with the direct fuel injection, the turbocharging, not only do you get a 20% improvement in fuel efficiency, 15% reduction in CO2, but you get all that performance at the lower
RPM. It's really remarkable.
That's pretty neat.
So we've been talking a lot about Sync.
Yes.
And now you're calling it Ford, My Ford.
My Ford.
And My Ford Touch.
My Ford Touch.
So what's new?
Well, when we first started with Sync, you know, clearly we wanted to improve the interface with the consumer, the driver, and the car. And especially in our digital age, we wanted to connect everybody with all of their infotainment devices, whether it's navigation or media or phones or music. And so the next step was, how could you take that interface and make it even more user-friendly, where when you got in a Ford car, that you could be hands-free, voice-activated, eyes on the road, controllers at your fingertip, using all the same controllers we use with all the other consumer electronics, and you have access to all of the information just like you have when you're carrying your phone around. And also, just like when we started Sync, we didn't want it to be a Ford application. We wanted to have an open architecture, mm-hmm. let all the apps that are being developed for the phone continue and accelerate, and then we provide that interface so you can get to it seamlessly, easy, and very efficiently.
You're gonna do an SDK.
That's what we are gonna announce tomorrow.
That's very exciting.
That's very exciting.
So how much of your engineering background, how much of your background at Boeing informed this? I mean, you've got a digital cockpit right here.
Absolutely. It's very interesting because one of the areas that I had the honor of contributing to was the cockpit design, the Boeing airplanes. And a very important thing is that the pilot or the driver has complete situational awareness. It has all the data has been simplified to where they know exactly the most important things. Right. So they're not sorting through the data. They are now managing the driving experience, and yet they have to have access to all the communications, to the navigation, the guidance, the control, the entertainment. And you think about what you just said. That is exactly what we're doing now with Ford, because we're going to make the driver absolutely a better focused driver, but at the same time, give them access to all of our way cool stuff that we'd never want to be disconnected, right?
I found that. I mean, I could set the climate without looking down. I just say climate 170 or 74 degrees, and it does it.
My Ford.
Yeah, I love that. So this is going to be the first car. This is going to be they love it. Kiki's going, yeah, I want one.
Is this working for you guys?
Yeah, she loves it. People say this is going to be the first car that tweets. Is that true?
It is true. We're bringing the tweet capability into the car.
Now, you're not going to do that while you're driving.
Well, absolutely.
Why not?
We're going to take care of being able to do that. It's going to be voice activated. Right. You can do it with your voice, and you don't have to be doing it with your thumbs. And then where you do need controls, you got your two thumb controllers, just like all the rest of your devices. Right. But you're sitting there, hands on that steering wheel, completely interfacing with your consumer electronics, and eyes on the road.
I love it. I use it all the time. I play my music with it. I actually text with it, because you have some text choices. I can't wait to see the next generation. It's very exciting what you're doing.
I really think that, you know, we've always been distracted, you know, driving, whether we're thinking something whether we're doing something. And I really believe, just like in the airplanes, that what we're doing by organizing the information and making it so intuitive and so simple, and yet accessing all the same information, we are actually increasing the safety and reducing the distractions.
We're going to have a heads-up display soon?
Well, it's a good thing about heads-up and heads-down is another argument, because you're still moving between the two.
Right.
And if you go heads-up, what do you really want to put heads-up?
Right.
We're finding out that if you make the information heads-down really simple to what people really want to know, that you get 90% of the benefit. Plus, it's a lot less simpler than going heads up and heads down.
You've done some really interesting stuff with Bliss and the Flex Parks itself and stuff. How are we moving towards this kind of autonomous vehicle?
I hope not.
You like to drive.
I think driving is really neat. And what we're really trying to do is to make us more effective and more efficient. And when it comes to some really tough driving challenges like the parallel parking, I mean, this is a wonderful feature that nobody else has, where you pull up, it tells you just about how far out to go, how far up to go, and then it takes over, you know, putting you back in. But that's one really complicated task that we can help. But the rest of the stuff, we want the driver to be in control, and we just want to enhance them as a driver. Again, never having to have to sacrifice all your neat stuff.
I tell you, when I shift in a second on my Mustang, and I feel that V8 power.
Tell me about the Mustang.
It's a beautiful. You know what I like that you did. And I don't it's classic styling again. It went back. It feels like a classic Mustang. I just love the styling.
Yeah, the Mustang's great. I mean, it's just fabulous. But now, what do you think now of all the new cars?
Very excited.
Now
what you doing?
The Fiesta, the Focus.
Well, I was looking at a Flex. I was looking at all these cars, and I thought, this is great. You've got a really broad line. Of course, you've always done great trucks. You've got great driving cars. You've got a great hybrid. You're well positioned.
Most of the third parties believe now that we probably have not only the freshest lineup, but the most complete family and the highest quality, fuel efficiency, most safe, and the neatest design that we have ever had. And many people believe we have coming out of this recession, because we chose to invest during the toughest of times, probably have the best car lineup of any manufacturer around the world.
And you're an American car company. God bless you.
To serve the consumers with the best cars and trucks.
So fantastic. Alan, good luck tomorrow on your keynote. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks for everything you're doing to capture the story.
Oh, my pleasure. All right, Leo Laporte from Twit Live at CES, Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll have more. You stay tuned to this channel now.
Did you like this tie?
Yeah.
I wore a tie for you, Alan. What did you wear? I thought he's a CEO. I should dress up. What is this, a turtleneck?
Ford is relevant and they're cool.
I love it. So nice to meet you. Thanks so much. Take care. Thank you.
Doing the twist.